Okay, so this is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, 1319. This is dated for Hashem, Chanukah, Ner Chamishi, Tovshin Yud Beis, the fifth Lehel Lichtel, Tovshin Yud Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing this, Lachenu B'nei Yisroel, Chevi Teru Mitzvah, to our brethren, sons of Israel, those who have Torah Mitzvahs dear, that Tzeina HaGadosh Tibon HaZikon in our holy land may be built to B'chol HaSar V'Asar in all places, wherever they are. Hashem HaVayel Lem Yichu Sholm V'Brochem. The Rebbe says it's known and it's public knowledge amongst all the Jewish people, the Torah edifice of the Yeshiva Toras Emes, which is in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh Tibon HaZikon. Like I said, in Tavshin Lamed Hey and Lamed Vav, the Rebbe sent us as students of the yeshiva to study and strengthen that yeshiva. That's in 1975 and 76. I spent over there in Jerusalem in the yeshiva in Teres Emes. 40 years ago, it was founded by the Rebbe Rashab. Originally, it was in the in Hebron. And then it moved to Jerusalem, I believe so, yeah. And from that time and on, when it was founded 40 years ago, under the leadership of the Rebbe Rashab, and then it went to the leadership of the previous Rebbe, the Rebbe's father-in-law, with all the titles, they put lots of effort into the yeshiva and its development. Lately, with the fact that many people have made aliyah to the Holy Land, Tibon HaZikonim. So notwithstanding the very serious financial situation, the yeshiva widened its place and it put a lot of effort in absorbing students from the youth that is making aliyah, which, by the way, Yehuda tells me also that he learned in Lubavitch Yeshiva, not over here in Yerushalayim. He learned over there. And that way, they're able to fulfill their desire and the yearning to be in an environment of the tent of Torah, which is full with fear of heaven, Yerushalayim, to connect to Hashem, our God, through Divrei Elokim Chayim Dach, through Chassidus, with Chassidic teaching. It's understood that all this caused the increase of the expenses, a great increase in the expenses, and the yeshiva is now in a very financial, very serious, difficult physical financial. And I'm turning now to all those who have Torah mitzvahs is dear to them, that live everywhere. And here the Rebbe emphasizes in bold, support with a good eye and with a benevolent hand the Yeshiva Teres Emes Yerushalayim Tibon HaZikon. Give it the opportunity, the ability to continue its holy work and to increase it, which will fit to the needs of the time. In the merit of this great mitzvah, may Hashem flow the blessing and success for you, children, in all things of good, from spiritually to physically, and your eyes and my and our eyes shall see the raising of the horn of Torah, the Keren HaTorah, with Yerushalayim and the Keren Yisrael Sova, Yisrael Raisikut Shabricha Kulochad, with blessings of good and success, both physically and spiritually. In the beginning years, the Rebbe was very much, and also throughout, but the Rebbe was very much involved in trying to help the various different institutions to support them. And, you know, some yeshivas had a special place in Chabad, as the Rebbe writes over here. This was founded by his father, by his Rebbe Rashab, and his father was involved. And anything that was founded by them to the Rebbe was the most there. And the Rebbe came to their aid to try to help them out, as he did in all different cases. And here you see how in the first years the Rebbe built all this. I mean, today, Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of yeshivas and a lot of institutions. There's a lot of people
some people have some money too to help within the Chabad community, but this is all started from the ground floor, from zero, and the Rebbe built most of this up.